USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. That's more than any country in the world. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With exactly 2 weeks until the election, President Trump spending his Monday campaigning in the Grand Canyon state.
This is an election that's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression. It's all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown.
President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden off the campaign trail until the debate Thursday night. And the World Series gets underway tonight with the Tampa Bay Rays facing the Los Angeles Dodgers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Trump campaign has long rejected national polls showing former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of the president by double digits. But now the Biden campaign is agreeing. During a grassroots summit, Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon saying, "Please take the fact we are not ahead by double digits. These are inflated national public polling numbers." Biden surrogate, Democratic Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, agrees.
We shouldn't take anything for granted in these last few weeks, and it is still possible for President Trump to win re-election.
Coons speaking there on CNN. The Department of Homeland Security says the U.S. borders with Mexico and Canada will remain closed to all non-essential travel until November 21st as a measure to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Land borders were shut in March in response to the outbreak and repeatedly extended since then, with the most recent closure extension scheduled to lapse October 22nd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Kristen Welker of MSNBC and NBC News is set to moderate the presidential debate set for Thursday night. Welker has been the White House correspondent at NBC News since 2011. The Trump campaign is crying foul over the choice of Welker based on some of her previous interactions with the president and White House officials.
Are you giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the upper hand heading into your talks?
See, that's such dishonest reporting.
Mr. President, Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that?
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
But I said to many of you multiple times, it's a distance of a system. The system was not designed for what it was designed for. It worked very well.
Override the governor.
You're posing a hypothetical. State communities to reopen.
That if governors don't
will leave it to state communities to reopen. And this tweet that he sent out, he was in no way condoning violence.
Not the president to have facts before he tweets anything out. He's the president of the United States.
You're accusing the Democrats of having a dark and gloomy message. Trump said yesterday, quote, "I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy, madness, and chaos." How is that positive?
House Republicans on Monday sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr asking him to appoint a special counsel to investigate alleged information sourced from a laptop that purportedly belonged to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son, Hunter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.